Hi, this is Susie Larson, and thank you so much for listening to Live the Promise today. Our website is filled with even more powerful and encouraging interviews. Learn more by logging on to myfaithradio.com. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Welcome. So glad you tuned in. Happy Tuesday. Hope your week is off to a great start. Well, I'm excited for today's show. It is a very big day in the house. And if you listen often enough, you know one of my favorite albums of last year is Emmanuel Live's Strong to Save. And we play those songs we draw from that album quite often on the show. Well, today is the birth of a brand new Emmanuel Live album, and it's called Shine Brighter. And it's phenomenal. I'm so excited to share it with you. And once a month, we have our friend, pastor, recording artist Mark Allen in studio, which he's here today with his guitar all ready. And so we're going to play some songs off the album, some songs live, as we love to do. And I think every time we come in, Mark comes in, we kind of have a stump Mark kind of fun little thing going where you call in with a request and that really about a song that's really speaking to you these days. And most times Mark's able to play it. And so, but this is also a big day for another reason. And the same day that Shine Brighter releases, yay, my book, Blessings for the Morning, releases.
Yes, and I'm so excited.
It's so fun that they're releasing on the same day. And even though today is the official release date, we had a speaking event this weekend and sold out of all of them except for three copies I scrounged from my house. So here's what I'm going to do. The first three of you to call, you get not only a copy of Shine Brighter, but a copy of The Blessings for the Morning. And here's what I want to know from you. Is there a song that God's been speaking to you about these days? If Mark can do it, he can do it. If not, he's great to say, hey, don't know that one. Maybe I'll get you next time. And so I want you to tell me the song that has just been speaking to you these days or a request that you have for Mark. But also I want to know, what's God teaching you these days? What's he talking to you about? We want to hear that. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. You can also email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Second hour, I'll have Kathy Lip on. We're going to talk about overcoming perfectionism and how really it's sort of a bully that drives us, and it's not really what God has for us. We'll talk about a healthy perspective on how we show up for life, all right? So here's my question. What's God teaching you these days? And do you have a song request? 877-933-2484. Let me tell you about my guest, and we'll get him on the show. Mark Allen is a singer, songwriter, worship pastor for Emmanuel Christian Center in Spring Lake Park and Maple Grove Campus. He and his wife, Jill, have two unbelievably cute children, Grayson and Annabelle, and I can say that from personal experience. They're darling. You can find him in his original music online at markallen.net. 877-933-2484. Mark, welcome back to studio.
Thanks, Susie. Great to be here with you today.
Congratulations.
Thank you. You too.
Well,
this is a fun day.
It really is such a fun day. And you know the drill. You've been on plenty of times. We love to start out talking scripture. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to find out why you chose these passages. So I'm going to read them if that's okay. Both from Isaiah 57 and 58. Here it is. And it will be said, build up, build up. Prepare the road. Remove the obstacles out of the way, my people, for this is what the High and Exalted One says. He who lives forever, whose name is holy, I live in a high and holy place, but also with the one who's contrite and lowly in spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly, and to revive the heart of the contrite. And that just makes me want to cry. Mm-hmm. And then 58, then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and he will say, here am I. Talk to me about that passage.
Both so, Susie, the day that we recorded this album live at our church back in just the first weekend in June. And one of the things that's important to us and a value is that part of our worship time is we do a Sunday or a Wednesday when we recorded was to have our pastor. He loves to preach scripture, really. Mm-hmm. And so that was woven in. And so I had given him a picture of here's where we sense God is taking us for this album and this day. And I had given him a couple of scriptures, and he had just gone to his prayer closet and came out with some things that he was going to see. I had no idea what we were going to share that day. I get an email from you the day of the recording just saying, hey, here's what's on my heart for our church as we step into this and my prayer for you. And they were the exact same thing.
Wow.
And so the whole thought
That's amazing. That
it's really, I mean, we're recognizing is that it's about God, like the scripture says, reviving the spirit. And then it says that his light will break forth like the dawn. And I think a lot of people are sitting in that place and they're waiting for the light to break forth like the dawn. And they're waiting for things to shift, not necessarily that circumstances in life shift, but perspective shifts. Mm-hmm. And it was just a reminder for me today. And I just said before we went on air, I said, it's just almost poetic justice that we're sitting here today, that the providence of God would lead you down a path and the Spirit of God would lead us down a path, and that we get to celebrate today together.
Wow.
Kind of tying a bow on the whole story
so much.
Of what God is doing. And I think that's so true about so many people's lives, that there's things that God is doing if we just are willing to look for it and see it. Mm,
boy, I just have holy goosebumps. Thank you for just putting so much thought into that, because that is how God works. And so often we don't see it behind the scenes, but if we can trust that he's good and that he's working in our lives, mm-hmm. you do see the fruit of it eventually. And I see Maggie's calling in from Buffalo, and she's got a request for you. Mark, Maggie, welcome. You're on the air.
Hey, Maggie.
Hey, hi.
How
awesome
are you?
Awesome day today.
Yay. We're happy.
Yeah.
You did well. So what's your song?
In Christ Alone.
Tell us why you love that one.
Good one.
Oh, well, my husband, 7 months ago, passed away with a battle of cancer for 1 year. And it was almost exactly a year. And the both of us just made the decision that we were just going to make that a year that we just celebrate our marriage of 28 years in Christ alone.
Wow.
And that's exactly what we did. And so the Lord took him home on March 3rd or March 4th. And anyway, that's where I'm at.
Maggie, you are just a hero of the faith, and I'm so excited that you're going to be the first one to get a book and a CD. And,
I am too.
Wow. God bless you. Mark, I'm pretty sure
Thanks.
You know that song.
I do.
Yeah.
And you know, Maggie, when we, Susie, if we, I don't know if you have an opportunity, if we could start with Lead Me to a Rock.
Yeah.
Maggie, there's a song that's on the new album, and I just want to tell you just a little bit of a backstory on it, and I think we should play it because it reminds me of In Christ Alone. It says in Psalm 61, it says, "Hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer. From the ends of the earth I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the foe." And this song, Maggie, Susie, this song, I want Meg to, if we could share it for Maggie today. There are a lot of people that are going through the fire, and if I have a favorite, I'm not supposed to, but if I do, it's this one, and it's because God has used it in incredible ways.
Wow.
With friends who have gone through diagnosis of MS and miscarriage, and others who have encountered cancer and loss of spouses. And for us to remember and to recall scripture that says that he will, and he will continue to be our deliverer, that our feet are anchored in Christ alone, that he is our rock, he is our place that we find our footing. And so, my hope and prayer that this would be a reminder for us today, for people like Maggie who have gone through and are still going through the fire, that Christ is our strength.
I think this is going to be one of those goosebump hours, but I just really do sense God's presence in this moment, Maggie. And just, first of all, how pleased God is with you, but just the idea, this song is scripture, and that God wants to lead you to a place, and it sounds like he has, and he will, and he'll continue to lead you to a place where you see things from his perspective. And I bet after this song, we could twist Mark's arm to do also In Christ Alone.
You got
so
it.
You were the first one to call, so you get two songs today. Let's hear that first song off the album, Lead Me to a Rock, off of Shine Brighter.
Teach my heart to trust the heart of it.
Father, we just thank you for Maggie and many like her who are suffering right now and who are maybe grieving, who are walking through the valley but looking to see you. And I just pray for Maggie and the many like her that their eyes would open and they would see, Lord, how you feel about them, that you're writing a beautiful story with their lives. Lord, we praise your name in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. I have my good friend Pastor Mark Allen in studio. They've just released, Emmanuel Live just released this brand new album, drop today, Shine Brighter. And I'm telling you what, to me, Mark, and I say this all the time, these are Hillsong level to me. That wow. The writing, the music, the worship, so beautiful. So we're celebrating. My Morning Blessings book is out as well.
Come on.
What a buddy.
Tell the world about
it. I paid him to say that. Anyway, so the first three of you who call will get not only a CD, but also a book. And we're going to play In Christ Alone in just a second, but I want to take Sherry's call. She's been on hold wanting to tell you what God is teaching her. Sherry, welcome. You're on the air.
Thank you, thank you. My favorite song, and I've played it hundreds of times, is the song Blessings by Laura Story. And basically what it is it says, what if the trials of this life are mercies in disguise? And the whole message of the song is about heartache, healing, and grace. And I just love it. And the thing God has been teaching me, I've always been told I'm quite an encourager, and I've been dealing with a lot of people with health problems, all kinds of issues, and I keep God's teaching me to just keep up. Everybody needs encouragement these days, and just stay at it. So.
Yeah. Wow, Sherry. Thank you for that call, and God bless you, dear sister.
You'll
get an album and a book, so glad for that. 877-933-2484. So I sort of put you on the spot, which I do every time, and you keep coming back. So that's a good thing, right?
Absolutely. I'm ready to go.
Okay. Are you ready? All right.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
In Christ alone.
Mm-hmm.
Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this guilt of life and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid, here in the death of Christ I live. No guilt in life, no fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man could ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I stand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I stand.
Wow, Mark, thanks so much. Next song I want you to do live, but first love to have you chat about it, is the title song, Shine Brighter. So tell me just maybe the backstory on that song and how it became your title song.
Well, the way the song came about was a crazy day. There was a day that I was at the church with a few worship leaders from around town, and the power went out. And so we sat down and we said, well, what should we do? What better thing to do when everybody says the building is closed, go home, power's out? We said, well, let's light some candles and let's write a song. And it turned out to be this song that was the title track. We didn't realize it was going to be the title track at the time, but the song, just the heart of it was, we started talking about the impact of darkness and what happens when light takes in total darkness. And if you know anything about at our church where the creative office is, it's in, we call it the dungeon, the cave. There are no windows. It's in the center of the building. And so when it's dark, it's dark. And so the light of a candle, it just started this conversation about what happens when the light comes and it consumes the darkness. And so, you know, C.S. Lewis says it this way. He says, don't shine so that others see you. Shine so that through you others can see him. In Ephesians, it says this. It says, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light. This is why it is said, wake up, O sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. And so for us, it's a title track because our call is to be worshipers, but equally to that, our call is to radiate the love of Christ in everything that we do. And so we want to be a people, a church, a group of people that as followers of Jesus, we don't say we just want to shine. We want to shine brighter in the darkest night, burning up, consuming every bit of darkness. So that's a little bit of the story.
I love it, Mark. I remember when Pastor Nate was preaching on it when you introduced it, and he was doing a series, and he said, you know, it's a dark time, and the tendency is to get mad at the darkness, to shake your fist at the darkness. Mm-hmm. He says, don't be shouting at the darkness, just shine brighter.
Yeah.
And I just think, and that puts the personal responsibility on us. We can complain all day long about what's happening in our culture, but the best thing we can do is to shine brighter.
So good. Mm.
Wind of heaven, come in strength, send revival in this place. Spirit, move in us. Heaven, come illuminate every dark and secret place. Shine your light. Let your light shine brighter through the darkest night. Burning bright light, shine brighter. Light of the world, shine on the earth. Let your light shine brighter. Let your light shine brighter. Wind of heaven, be our strength. Send revival in this place. So shine brighter, shine brighter. Wind of heaven, be our strength. Send revival in this place. Shine brighter. We shine brighter. And let your light shine brighter through the darkest night. Burning bright light, shine brighter. Let your light shine brighter through the darkest night. Burning bright light, shine brighter. Light of the world, shine on the earth. Let your light shine brighter. Let your light shine brighter. Let your light shine brighter.
Ah, wow, wow. I want to clap. I think I'm just going to clap. Let's clap. We've got a few other people in studio today. It's so, so fun. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. Have Mark Allen in studio. We're celebrating the release of Emmanuel Live's new album, Shine Brighter. We've got a handful of copies to give away. I think we've got a couple more copies of my book to give away, Blessings for the Morning, 877-933-2484. So when you call, we want to hear, what is God teaching you? And is there a song that God's been speaking about these days? You know, I receive all kinds of books for potential guests for shows, and there's a new translation out of the Bible. TPT, it's called, the Passion Translation. And so this book came as Psalms, and then he calls it Poetry on Fire. And I just got to read a portion of this before we go out to break. This is a portion of Psalm 96. Listen to this. Go ahead, sing your new song to the Lord. Let everyone in every language sing him a new song. Don't stop. Keep on singing. Make his name famous. Tell everyone every day how wonderful he is. Give them the good news of our great Savior. Take the message of his glory and miracles to every nation. Tell them about all the amazing things he's done. For the Lord's greatness is beyond description, and he deserves all the praise that comes to him. He is our King God, and it's right to be in holy awe of him. Other gods are absolutely worthless, for the Lord God is Creator God, who spread the splendor of the skies. Breathtaking brilliance and awe-inspiring majesty radiate from his shining presence. His stunning beauty overwhelms all who come before him. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
Yeah, I can't wait to read you the 23rd Psalm. It's just, it is poetry on fire. Wow, what a great time. I'm telling you, every time Mark comes in, we have church. We have church. I hope you're finding encouragement here today. Love to hear what song is really especially ministering to you, and what is God speaking to you about these days. If you'd rather call anonymously, feel free. We've got a handful of copies of Shine Brighter. This is a powerful worship album. We're celebrating its release today. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. 2484, or email me, Susie at myfaithradio.com. More with Mark Allen and the Shine Brighter album in just a moment. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. It's such a special day today. I have Pastor Mark Allen in studio, and he wrote or co-wrote, I think, every song on this new album, Emmanuel Live's new album, Shine Brighter. And we are playing songs off of the album. We're playing some of them live. Mark's got his guitar. And I want to hear from you because Mark came in with a stack of these, and we've got a few copies of my book, Blessings for the Morning, for you, too. Here's the thing. I want to hear from you. I want to know, what song is God using just to minister to you these days? And what's he teaching you? What's he talking to you about? What does obedience look like for you? Maybe it's wait. Maybe it's run. Maybe it's pray. Let's hear from you. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. So Power in Your Name. You're going to do that one live. But first, tell us a little bit about it.
Power in Your Name. We had Susie on this album. We had, I think, 9 different worship leaders represented. There were 13 different songwriters who collaborated on the whole thing. And just the whole team. It was just an honor to be a part of with the team, and I helped kind of spearhead some of the songwriting portion. But this song started, John Carlos came and he said, I have this idea that I've been really wrestling with, just that there's power in the name of Jesus, which is not a new thing. But it was, as we talked about it, it became more and more profound that often we declare that as true, but we don't always live in faith and declare the things that have yet to come. So we tend to focus on where we at and how where we're at and how we come to the situation. But when we encounter the power of Jesus, things change and our trajectory is altered. And so this is a song that's a declaration, I think, for our church and I think for the church. And it says in there, you know, on the bridge, it says, you set the addicts free, restoring dignity. With victory, we will sing the name of Jesus. And so that he brings the dead to life and he calms the storm to peace. And for many of us, as we've been talking about even today with a few of our listeners, that's where many people find themselves. And so we have to sometimes, that's the beautiful thing I think about being a part of a community, is that biblically, when I'm weak, you can be faith for me. And we can leverage each other's faith and call the storm in our life to peace in the power of the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. And, you know, I got to say, there's just nothing like, you know, there, we have quite a few Teen Challenge folks who attend Emmanuel, and when that line comes on, to see them pumping their fist in the air, making the declaration, you don't know where they're at in their battle, but they're declaring this as their truth. Yeah. And I just think that's worship to me. I mean, there's nothing like it. So let's hear Power in Your Name.
We come in empty, your spirit fills. We bring our sickness, your presence heals. You are provision, you are our strength. There's healing in you, Jesus. There is healing in your name. We bring our frailty, you give us hope. When we face trials, you won't let go. You're always with us, your word sustains. There's healing in you, Jesus. There is healing in your name. There's power. Power in your name, Jesus. There's power, power in your name. You bring the dead to life, you call the storm to peace. Forever we will sing, Jesus. Jesus, you set the addicts free, restoring dignity. With victory we sing, Jesus. Oh, you bring the dead to life, you call the storm to peace. Forever we will sing, Jesus. Jesus, you set the addicts free, restoring dignity. With victory we sing, Jesus. There's power, power in your name, Jesus. Jesus, there's power, power in your name.
Do you believe that? There's power in his name. Thanks for tuning in. We've been pitching calls wanting to know if there's a song that's been speaking to you these days, what the Lord is teaching you. I have Mark Allen in studio. We're celebrating the release of Shine Brighter, Emmanuel Live's new album, and it's brilliant. I'm just saying. So if you get on the air, you get a copy. Keitha is calling in from Scandia. Keitha, welcome. You're on the air.
Thank you, Susie. Mm. I just wanted to say thank you to you. I ordered a couple of your CDs on tape, and I'm going to cry. Living the Promised Life has just spoken to my heart so much, reigning in your thoughts, and I'm seeing God's presence just daily as a result of his power over you and the words that he's given you to speak to us. And the song that's come to me that really speaks to me is Redeemed by Matt Redman, just how daily we are redeemed by his power and his active presence in our life.
Wow, Keitha, thank you so much for that call. And boy, Mark, she just sounds in that tenderized place where God is near. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I just want to affirm what she's saying, Susie, and just thank God for the gift that's mm-hmm. in you. And you post these daily blessings, and they impact so many people, and I know they are a reminder of hope and a reminder to anchor ourselves in the Word. And you have a way of saying things in a way that brings it real, but also allows the truth of Scripture to be really spoken through it. And so I just want to say that I'm very thankful for what God is doing in you, and couldn't be more excited about this new book that you have coming out that's out today.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about what God is going to do through that.
Well, thank you, my friend. I'm humbled and blessed. And Keitha, thank you. You're going to get a copy of both the CD and the book. And you've just made me smile today. So Mary's calling in from Manitoba. Mary, welcome. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
We're great. How are you?
Hey.
Good. I am. I get every chance I get to listen to Feast 1200 and to hear your voice. I am so thrilled. I live far enough into Manitoba, it's kind of hard to get you, but I'm close to the U.S. border right today, so I can get you.
Love it. So tell us the song that's speaking to you these days.
How deep our Father's love for us.
Yeah, love that song.
I learned it a number of years ago while cooking in a youth retreat, and it has stuck in my head since then. And then so many times we're reminded, we want to be so self-reliant. And I'm speaking totally for myself. I can do. And then I'm shown, I can't do a thing. Mm. My son was in a vehicle accident recently, and just to know that he walked away from that with a totally crushed truck.
Wow.
And he was able to walk away from that. I cannot hold my children on my own. I have to give them over to the Lord that they are safe.
Well, Mary, thank you for that call. Thank you so much for listening in. And I think we're the first half of the 3 o'clock hour tomorrow. I'm going to do kind of a spiritual reset time where we just talk about what the year has done to us, good and bad. Where are we at right now? How have we been impacted by some of the experiences from this last year? And I'm going to write that song down, and we can play it for sure tomorrow. So I hope you can drive near the U.S. border and park your car. Listen,
you can sing it right now if you want to.
Do you have it?
Sure,
you know it. Okay.
It.
Well, Mark
fine.
Can do it. Blanche, we're going to get you in a minute. Go ahead.
And how deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns his face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no wisdom. but I will boast in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart. His wounds have paid my ransom. His wounds have paid my ransom. Your wounds have paid my ransom.
Wow. Beautiful, Mark. Beautiful. Wow. Mary, thank you for requesting that song. Boy, that's a rich, rich song. We're going to take another call. Blanche is calling in from Columbia Heights. Blanche, welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
How are you today?
Hey, Blanche.
I am just so blessed, so blessed. I actually go to Emmanuel, so I know about, you know, how the Spirit moves in that church and how it has impacted my life, and God is real, and just resting in where you are at the moment, no matter what situation, no matter what circumstances, but knowing that the Holy Spirit lives inside of me and that I can do nothing without him.
Blanche, I want you just to preach, man. I mean, boy, thank you, hon, for this call. And I hope I can meet you face-to-face at church someday. And
I see you.
The song that's been on your heart is the one that Mark just played, so that's pretty awesome. So bless you, dear girl. Thank you for calling. Wow. You know, this is the thing, is I think because these are such tumultuous times, people's hearts are very tender to the things of God, you know, and he moves in. And what I've been thinking about, Mark, lately is when that enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord does raise up a standard.
Yeah.
And so we can encounter him in this place. And obviously many of our listeners are. Talk to us about the song, This Is Revival, on the album.
There's something that God is stirring, and we can't deny it. You can't explain it away. And he is stirring something in the hearts of people and in the hearts of churches. And I am just honored to be alive for such a time as this, to be a part of what God is doing. And this is a song that's a prayer. It's a petition that says, God, open up our eyes to see the way that you see. And that we would not just be church pew sitters and theater religion participants, but we would be active in chasing after what God is doing. And God is on a mission, and we have the opportunity to join him. And so this is a song that's a declaration that says, God, release in us your mission, that our lives would declare your truth. And so we stand with our arms extended, that we would raise our hands for those around us in our lives, that we would extend to the north, the south, the east, and the west, that we would be those that would stand for righteousness and would carry truth. So that's what this is about.
This, I just, again, this is one of those holy goosebump hours. But I want you, as you listen to the words of this song, step in, step out of the spectator role, if that's where you've really shown up for church, is just sort of sitting on the edge and watching everybody else. You are part of the Lord's army. So step in and say, bring a revival in me, bring a revival through me, because the world needs your influence. And so I pray, I like Blanche was just talking about, the Holy Spirit lives in me. Make that declaration as your own and see what God will do in and through you. And pray this song, and it's from Shine Brighter. Let's listen in.
To see you.
we're having a powerful time. We're having church this hour. I'm so glad you tuned in. I'm Susie Larson. This is The Promise, here in songs and live songs and from the album Shine Brighter, just dropped today. And before we play, I think we have time for one, well, for sure one, maybe two songs, Light a Fire. I got to just say, Mark, you know, you're a friend and you've been in the studio so many times. And we had Matt Martin live, I don't know, a couple of years ago. And there's something about you that reminds me of him, is you're both these old souls and these young bodies. And I just want to say this about you. It's like you have this musical, unbelievable gift. But to me, that's second to you because your soul is so deep and rich with the things of God. And so I feel like you could so go on your own and make it about you, but you don't do that. You're a team guy. You're a kingdom guy. And it just, I see God multiplying your gifts many times over because of your kingdom heart. So I'm just honored to call you friend. And really, your music is just so unbelievably wonderful and worshipful. So talk to me about Light a Fire.
This one is another one of those that's really near and dear to my heart. I think because it's the place that I find myself often, that it can be so easy that my walk with the Lord can turn into just autopilot. And it takes active pursuit to say, may my heart never grow cold, but God, relight the fire in me daily, that it wouldn't just be that. I mean, because here's the thing, is that we serve a God who can take the ruins and the wreckage, the things that are just in our lives we look at as complete rubbish and rubble, and he can take those things and he can turn them into a fire and let it blaze and burn bright. And so I'm constantly amazed at how God can take so much of what we think is washed up and it's a thing of the past, and he can rekindle it.
Yeah.
And so this is the song that's that prayer that says, God, relight the fire in me every day, that I would burn bright for you and that my heart would be captivated by you daily.
Can't wait to hear it.
Prone to wander, my heart inclined to slip away. But your grace is stronger than any distance I could stray. Wake my heart from slumber, relight this fire again, ignite the embers from ash, light a fire in me. Lord, light a fire in me. So take the ruins, take the wreckage of our lives, and for your glory, Christ in me be more than I. Jesus, turn our hearts toward life. Relight this fire again. Ignite the embers from ash, light a fire in me. Lord, light a fire in me. May we never grow cold. Burning for your name alone, light a fire in me. Lord, light a fire in me. A fire from heaven grow, start burning in my bones. Lord, light a fire. Lord, light a fire in me again. This fire again, ignite the embers from ash, light a fire in me. Lord, light a fire in me. May we never grow cold, burning for your name alone, light a fire. Lord, light a fire in me. Lord, light a fire in me.
absolutely amazing. Would you just keep playing? I'm going to read a passage, and then I'm going to ask you to play and pray at the same time, which you're well able to do. This is from Psalm 23. This is the Passion Translation. Listen to this. The Lord is my fierce protector and my pastor. I always have more than enough. He offers a resting place for me in his luxurious love. His tracks take me to an oasis of peace, the quiet brook of bliss. That's where he restores and revives my life. He opens before me pathways to God's pleasure and leads me along in his footsteps of righteousness so that I can bring honor to his name. Lord, even when your path takes me through the valley of deepest darkness, fear will never conquer me, for you already have. You remain close to me and lead me through it all the way. Your authority is my strength and my peace. The comfort of your love takes away my fear. I'll never be lonely, for you are near. You become my delicious feast, even when my enemies dare to fight. You anoint me with the fragrance of your Holy Spirit. You give me all I can drink of you until my heart overflows. So why should I fear failure? For I'm being pursued only by your goodness and your unfailing love. Then afterwards, when my life is through, I'll return to your glorious presence to be forever with you. Would you pray that we'd experience revival, Mark?
God, we thank you that you are not done with us yet. And the things in our lives that we feel like maybe were dreams that were put on a shelf, things that you have designed us for and called us to, God, you're not finished with us yet. And you have plans and a mission for us to each live into, that we would be a part of your kingdom being established here on earth. And so, God, I pray for every single person under the sound of my voice today that the fire of Jesus would be alive in us, that we would lean into hope and stray away from despair.
Yes.
And that in everything that we do, you would increase and we would decrease, and the things of this world would fade away in the view of your glorious grace, Jesus. And so, God, for all that you have called us to, all that's ahead, we honor you now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. This has been a sacred time, my friend. Thank you. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it so much. You've been listening to Live the Promise. Up next on Hour 2, I'll be talking with Kathy Lipp about overcoming that bully of perfectionism. Another great hour is up ahead. Don't go away. We'll be right back.